Let's check out the most oppressed neighborhoods on Earth. You know how they're oppressed? You know what real oppression is? Not having a Whole Foods.
Wow, I never realized I was oppressed.
You ever been to a Whole Foods? Because we don't really have them in the UK.
No, I haven't.
There's one in London I went to. Terrible.
I don't really understand. Is it just like a supermarket, basically?
It's posh people stuff.
Okay.
So I imagine like M&S, but more stuck up its own ass.
So Waitrose.
Waitrose.
Sorry.
Waitrose for those who shop there.
Anyway. I don't know why I said it like that, to be honest.
Yeah. I think it's even worse than Waitrose, to be honest. Like Waitrose, at least, you know, it's high quality. That's the stuff I found in the Whole Foods, at least in London, was, you know, that chocolate that's like, we don't use any slavery. That's why it's £10 a bar. It's just like, that's
not... regular chocolate must... The implication there is that regular chocolate is made by slaves somehow.
Yeah, yeah, but there's a lot of slavery in the chocolate market. But to say that they're for £10 a bar, it just seems like you're taking the piss. But whatever. So we'll start off with what I'm talking about, which is black Americans are living in food deserts. That's why they're the most oppressed. There's no Whole Foods in my community.
But also, you see articles that African Americans have a propensity to obesity because of white supremacy. Which one is it?
Well, they have food, just not the right kind of food. Trust me, if they had access to Whole Foods, they would make different lifestyle choices.
I did see a funny article not too long ago, which looked at the density of fast food restaurants and the ethnic makeup of the area. And they said, it's racist that there are lots of fast food restaurants around African-American areas. Yeah, because
it's racist that black people like fast food.
Okay. They're being made to eat it, apparently.
And really, that gets to the crux of all this. But as you can see here, the narrative is, of course, inverted because people, I don't know, have literal inverted brains in academia. As you can see here, in the majority black community, the prevalence of convenience stores means limited access to fresh, healthy food options. Yes, of course. It is not consumer choices. It is the big supermarket that makes me buy certain kinds of food and also makes me enacted certain kind of actions. As you can see here, they're talking about farmers markets, restaurants, grocery stores, and convenience stores, and then measuring their makeup within certain communities with different racial makeups in the United States. And they discovered, hang on a bit, there's not many farmers markets in the inner black communities.
What, in the cities? No way, no farmers markets in the inner city.
Weird. Strange, weird.
The funny thing is as well, did you see that video of a Walmart that had been sort of raided and completely cleared out? The only thing that was left were like cards, like birthday cards, presumably Father's Day cards, and also vegetables as well.
To be honest, I bet also the vegan stuff was all left there, which
it always is. I think people would rather starve.
No one's stealing that.
I would rather go hungry than eat vegan food.
Do you remember during the London riots, there was that picture of the kid? He stole a 5 kilogram bag of basmati rice.
I do remember that.
The size of him.
It's like, yeah, I went out and stole something which was probably about £10.
Yeah, well, he tweeted about it as well. Like, he put a picture in, so they arrested him, obviously. It was like, really, you got a criminal record for basmati rice, did you? Everyone else got some trainers, at least. You got loser.
Well, I mean, in the hierarchy of morality of stealing, I feel like stealing food is slightly more moral than stealing trainers.
Yeah, but...
You at least need the food, though no stealing is moral, obviously, under any circumstances.
He didn't steal for the sake of anything. He stole just so he could post about it and be like, yeah, I'm also a thief. Aren't I cool? And it was like, not really with the rice, mate.
A rice thief. That's like the lowest form of thief.
Anyway, they're saying here, one of every five black American households is situated within a food desert. That doesn't mean there's no food. There's plenty of food. It's just all convenience stores. There's no grocery stores, restaurants, or farmers markets nearby, is the complaint.
Horrific oppression.
And obviously the reason is because blacks refuse to open such stores. Maybe whites refuse to open such stores. No, that's not it either, turns out. Big market. Just hates black people. You know that guy who shouts 2 for a fiver? Deeply racist, despises it. He goes to Klan rallies, so he refuses to take his vegetables to the black communities because he just hates them. And you know what else he hates? Money. can't stand having money. So that's what these supermarkets are up to.
The problem with these farmers, isn't it? They just hate money so much.
You know,
all
Walmart,
rampant communists.
Walmart hates black people. Whole Foods hates black people. Denny's hates black people. There's a lot of people that hate black people if you really believe this crap.
Wow, I didn't know any of that.
Literally every restaurant, supermarket, or farmer's market, just deeply misogynoir.
Oh, not that word.
Yeah. But we have CNN here who are buying into that rhetoric somehow. How the rise of supermarkets left out black America. Because, of course, the guy behind Walmart was like, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. You know what I will do? I will feed the whites. Genius plan to keep our brother down. 60 plus years of corporate strategies. They meet every year at How Do We Keep Brother Down? Con. It's a very good convention.
I always find it strange that the same people that will talk about how, you know, all these companies are evil and racist, but also all of these companies are evil and capitalist as well. They just love making money at the expense of anything else.
They love money, which is why they... Oh, hang on. that's not where I'm going to... I'm not going to quote Joe Biden. That's not what I'm going to do. They say these corporate strategies, so these big conventions of We Hate Black People convention, that's so 60 years of that.
We hate black people and making money, yes.
Yeah, yeah. White flight.
Don't crop that.
So they also do that. Stereotypes about black people, because, I don't know. I love the idea of these. You know how many diversity inclusion sessions they probably have at every supermarket chain in America? And yet still, at every one of those meetings, they sit down and go, but do we really want to go there? I mean, and nobody calls HR.
Rumor has it, they even sometimes employ them.
No, they purposely try and keep a brother down. They don't even... What do you have to believe at CNN to think that this is the case? I mean, I'm sorry, but they actually write this crap like it's true. So they also just stereotype about black people. They just hate black people. They also made it significantly harder for black people to access the supermarket. I don't know.
What does that mean?
There's the black entrance round back where you've got to go through an assault course.
I was just about to say that, yeah. The white entrance, you can just stroll in.
Whereas white people, yeah, I love it. Could you imagine that existing? So this is the white entrance, sir. There's air conditioning. In fact, you know those things in airports where you're just...
I don't want to call it an escalator, but it's like a flat one, isn't it?
The flat escalators, whereas the black aisle...
That's not the real name.
There's a moat that's got alligators in. Good luck, sir.
That just sounds like the cooler entrance. It's like way more fun.
It's the more masculine one. That's all it really becomes.
Real men take the alligator entrance.
But anyway, this is happening. Those excuses there, the pile of BS. Where has CNN got that? Well, they say they've got it from big city leaders across America.
What does that even mean? Big city leaders.
These things that aren't happening are happening because big city leaders say they do.
What's a big city leader?
BS merchant, by the sounds of it. We have a quote from one of them. At equal levels of poverty, black census tracts had the fewest supermarkets and white tracts had the most, Hopkins researchers found in their 2014 analysis of the census of food retailer data. Yeah. I think if you do that data and you feel, oh, I can't tell what the difference is, and yet reality tells you there is a difference because there are not the supermarkets in the neighborhood. I would have thought this would have told me as a researcher, I need to do more research.
Yes.
I haven't found the answer.
But of course, if there is any difference, the only reason that it's not a multifactorial, very complicated thing.
There must be black entrances in the supermarkets.
It is purely racism, 100%. Yeah. There can't be anything else, really.
Even today, supermarket chains have been reluctant to expand into minority neighborhoods. Yeah, they go, I don't know. There's a lot of over there. Could you imagine someone actually saying that? Like a CEO today just being like, well, I have the investor report. We've expanded stores all over white America, not black America, because, you know. I could imagine him publishing that as a statement to stockholders. I mean, just the business would be wiped out by tomorrow.
It certainly would, yeah. I mean, it's madness that they think that this is something that goes
actually
on.
Happened.
Like when you actually break down what they're arguing here, You would have to hit your head repeatedly against a wall to believe it, wouldn't you?
Some local leaders also claim that it happens in part because of stereotypes about black communities as being poor and crime-ridden. Yeah, it's because of stereotypes.
That's
stereotypes that are making, as I said at the stockholder meetings, they go, you know, blacks, crime and poor. So we don't invest in that. All the stockholders sit there and go, yeah, makes sense. I'm not going to call up Media Matters or post this on social media for clout about how racist Walmart is. No. Instead, everyone just goes, yeah, fair enough. This is not how America works. Mm-hmm. Just a cursory knowledge of America would tell you that if anyone has anything racist to say ever, instantly it would blow up.
The entire world knows, yeah.
Detroit, a city that is not crime-ridden or poor, of around 700,000 residents, 78% whom are black. What we can tell from that data is that the whites are bringing the neighborhood down, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. In a case study of how trends of supermarket chains consistently pull out of the areas, specifically the black areas of the city, focusing on the middle-class suburbs. For some reason. The researcher sits there and goes, you know, Detroit, for some reason, the supermarkets seem to be pulling out of certain areas and going to other areas. Usually the ones who have money, because they're capitalists.
I mean...
Yep, that's racism.
Yep.
In fact, it's apartheid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you're the next one here. Food apartheid. This is real. Nina over here sat down and went, you know what? Literal apartheid is going on here.
I don't think I've ever seen any black person say, you know what? I can't find any food. I've been walking around America and that, you know what? Yeah, there's just not enough food.
I go to the convenience store, the dollar store, so they're here. Welcome in. You know your place. Whereas when you go to the supermarkets, there's a guy there who goes, not today. Not today. Come on. No. We've all had a drink. Not coming in. No, there's not food apartheid. What there is market forces. And you sitting there and being like, well, the market's racist is not going to change the market. Because we have CNBC, who actually found out why, which is money.
No way.
Mr. Krabs.
You mean businesses set out to make money?
Yeah, it turns out the Klan's not in charge of Walmart. It's Mr. Krabs, who hasn't joined the Klan. I'm sure people will start photoshopping Mr. Krabs as a member of the KKK, surely, to try and prove.
I always had my suspicions.
But we'll check it out, because this documentary is like 30 minutes long about how, trust us, America is racist, and that's why they don't give us supermarkets and stuff. It's comically bad, because there's just zero self-awareness. Let's play this.
In the midst of a worldwide pandemic and raging protests against police brutality, there's another silent crisis wreaking havoc on America's most vulnerable communities, food deserts.
Brother,
Kroger,
can't catch a break.
America's largest supermarket chain, has also drawn the ire of some customers. In 2019, the company had sales of $122 billion. But critics allege those profits have come at the expense of servicing communities in need. One flashpoint came in 2017, when Kroger decided to close 41 of its 2,800 stores. The Reverend Jesse Jackson called for a national boycott of Kroger locations. The company claimed that out of the store's 34 years of operation, more than 20 of those were unprofitable. It added that the stores were projected to lose another $900,000 if it stayed open that year.
There are really no viable food options. And it's crazy to me because people that live literally 3 to 5 miles away have two grocery stores, and that just so happens to be in a white neighborhood. Why is it that they have options and I don't? And just because I don't have the money that they have doesn't mean that I shouldn't have the access to food that they have.
Big logic from blessed mum over there.
Somehow I'm starting to think that there isn't so much of a food crisis, and it's more of an economic illiteracy crisis.
Yeah, I love it. It's just like, well, I can't. The place closed down because it wasn't making enough money, because people weren't spending enough money in the store. So it wasn't worth Kroger being there. And she says, well, why shouldn't I have access to Kroger, even if I don't have enough money to keep it afloat?
Yeah, why can't they run at a loss just so I can have slightly more convenient shops?
Like Kroger is, I don't know, the Soviet Union. It's like, there they are, I should have access to this. It's a human right to Kroger. Smile with you.
Didn't you know about the Kroger Rights Act?
I think you get the point.
Should
as well.
Be in the Constitution.
That intro over there, the whole framing is about how brother can't catch a break. They killed us with COVID, then they killed us with George Floyd. Now they're trying to kill us with no Kroger. No Kroger, no peace. It's just crap. Usual American media where it's just like, every problem in the world, everything that happens in the world is to kill the black man. Do you actually work for the Nation of Islam? It is comically stupid how close the propaganda of any mainstream media source is to Tariq Nasheed in its narrative of just like, everything that happened, keeping a brother down. You know they deny that the Japanese was black. They're trying to keep it from you. That's a real thing from Tariq Nasheed's documentary.
I do remember him saying that, yeah.
Japanese were actually Ethiopians.
I mean,
my big brain.
I bet he thinks that if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, it was some white people that pushed it over to try and squash a black man.
They did. But that woman there, I mean, just sums up, as you can see, it's like 30 minutes long. Not a waste of time with the whole thing, because that really does summarize it, where you have just the narrative, which is crap, the reality, which is it doesn't make any money, so we left, and then the economic complete illiteracy from the people who live there, which is, well, I can't pay for a thing, but I should have it. Suck some lemons. I don't know. It's just,
that's like a level of comprehension that is more or less childlike. Just like, I want thing, but you not give me thing, therefore you bad.
Yeah, it really is. We got the next one here. There might be another reason. Some people have been speculating as to not just, I don't have enough money to buy the thing. Community issues, community tensions. How do I say this without getting deleted on YouTube? Well, here's a store in San Francisco that had to lock down its entire inventory because of shoplifting.
How do you buy anything then?
Hmm.
You have to be escorted around the shop by an attendant that takes things out of each individual case.
Yeah, you say, I'd like to buy this, and then someone comes over, unlocks it, and gives you the toothpaste for $1.
That seems incredibly inefficient to me.
Well, it's the only efficient way to run the store anymore because of all their shoplifters.
Well, I mean, if it came to this, surely they should have left. I mean,
yeah, you should. You should close down the store like Kroger did, but then you'd be accused of racism, so I got to do this instead. And of course, San Francisco has its own problems of just being in California, which probably caused this. But it's not the only place in the world that has to deal with looting, is it? I mean, just remember that old George Floyd incident? Do you remember what happened after that?
If I really strain my memory, I can just about...
Time immemorial. If we focus our energy, we can get the knowledge of our ancestors of 2020. And yeah, you remember this? Here's Chicago over here. It's just been completely ransacked. Who would do such a thing? And who would use George Floyd's death to do such a thing? Who knows? We'll get the next one here.
Because they were just so upset that they needed lots of food produce.
You can see Los Angeles over here. A lot of people posting, look at this. Trader Joe's just hates black people. Hate Mexicans. Like, no. They like profit. Turns out.
No way.
I know with the ESG stuff, I know with the inclusion and diversity stuff, they will burn an awful lot of money, and if they could have their way in the diversity department, they would burn the entire company to the ground in the efforts of, trust me, bro, my ideology works. But no, if someone is actually in charge who wants to have a job and have profit, they'll actually go where the profit is, which if you say is racism, no. No, it's not. It is like... I love how whenever this is framed, especially in America, they're just like, they put them in the white neighborhoods. It's like, really? Should we check on the Asian neighborhoods? No, they've all got Trader Joe's.
No way.
Weird.
Strange. Anyway, I wonder what's going on there.
We'll go to Minneapolis because, I mean, it's just the biggest example of you have to be brain dead not to realize that maybe something has happened on the cultural level as well. Let's check out Minneapolis before and after the mostly peaceful riots in BLM. Let's play this video and notice what might have happened to some of the businesses in the community. It's just a cigarette
and it cannot be that bad. I hate this song. Honey,
don't you love I think it's deserved. You know it makes me sad. Why would racism do this to the store? I was different then. I don't need them to access to liquor has gone down. Denny's. Used to have a Denny's. Now there's no Denny's. How could Denny's do this?
Shouldn't have built their store out of such flammable material.
Perkins over here, one day decided, we hate black people, close down. That's what that happened there, nothing else. It's just a cigarette
and it harms your pretty love. This is actually incredibly depressing.
Yeah. Speedway.
Imagine having the quality of life that you can have in America, even if you're poor in America, you have a better quality of life than 99% of the world's population, and you're still bitter.
I mean, it is really comical, but I remember at the time people were joking about it's the Dems burning down their own cities. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and those have consequences, which is, oh my God, we live in a food desert. Why did that happen? Well, we did burn down all the supermarkets last year in the name of racial justice. And then we invited Antifa in. He started burning down all the Starbuckses, so they all left Oregon. It's like... It's actions ridiculous. Have consequences. And it really is the trolley question as well. There's no dire emergency. Do you accept the duty to return the shopping cart, even though you gain nothing? Well, I mean, if you want civilization, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one here, just to make a point, can you eat outside in your neighborhood? Can you sit down, order food, and then pay after you've ordered the food, once you finish the food?
You mean that there'd be a sort of baseline level of trust that has been the norm in most dining in a lot of Europe?
Well, if you do, racist neighborhood, clearly. Stop doing business with that place because they are trying to keep people down in the United States with their racism. Or it could be that burning down all of your supermarkets wasn't the best strategy to end racial injustice. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Symposium series, this episode on the politics of Aristotle Part 1. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.